So my job is to explain the law in plain English. Some days, that's easier than others. It's become a special challenge now that we've elected a game show host as president. But when it comes to the First Amendment's Establishment Clause, to be honest, my job has been pretty easy for the past 50 years. It goes something like this. You know, in your church, in your own home, on private property, do whatever you want. It's a free country. But once you set foot on public property, when you're on government-owned land or in a government building, you have to care about more than just yourself and your own group. And so in those public settings, like here on the steps of the Supreme Court, the government must be scrupulously neutral when it comes to religion. It can't prefer one religion over any other, and it can't prefer religion generally over non-religion. In legalese, what I've just said is called the Lemon Test, and it's named after a 1971 Supreme Court opinion, Lemon versus Kurtzman. And while that case has some additional legal jargon in it, it's basically the gist of it. Stay neutral. Now, we live in an age in which sometimes it feels as though every major Supreme Court decision is 5-4 along party lines, so maybe you'll be surprised to learn that Lemon was 7-1. It wasn't really at all controversial at the time. And if you think about it, maybe that shouldn't be surprising. After all, no one religion is anywhere close to a majority in this country, so everybody has something to lose if the government picks favorites. There are more Jews than Pentecostals in America. There are more Hindus than Presbyterians, more Mormons than Lutherans, more Buddhists than Seventh-day Adventists, more Muslims than Jehovah's Witnesses. And there are more religiously unaffiliated, the nuns, atheists, agnostics, than all of those groups put together. So yeah, when it comes to religion or irreligion, we really are a melting pot. This should not be a hard case. If you have friends or family members who think a 40-foot cross is neutral, well, just ask them to imagine a 40-foot Islamic crescent or a 40-foot statue of Baphomet. Right. But this is why I care about this case. The petitioners are not here just to maintain a cross. They've asked this court to overturn Lemon versus Kurtzman. They want to replace it with a rule that would say any amount of government entanglement with or endorsement of religion is absolutely fine up until the point where it, quote, coerces, end quote, you into worshiping another faith. That's page 16 of their brief, by the way. It's their words. Now, I don't like hyperbole. Those of you who listen to my show know that I'm not an alarmist. But it's difficult to overstate just how radical petitioners' argument really is, how massively it would change the law. Under their view, the First Amendment excludes only compulsory church attendance and its equivalent. It would not exclude, for example, erecting Christian crosses on every government building in America. It would not exclude opening public events with explicitly sectarian Christian prayers. Incredibly, their rule would not even clearly prohibit something like Catholic-only scholarships or grants to businesses only run by Southern Baptists. Antonin Scalia once said, "The judge who always likes the results he reaches is a bad judge." That's what I hope for from this conservative court. I'm not here to rally for a liberal outcome in this case. I'm not here to appeal to the judge's sense of decency. I'm here to plead for a very simple principle that these justices should uphold the law rather than rewrite it. That is, after all, what conservative used to mean. Thank you. So that's my speech for the American Humanist Association rally, the Honor Them All rally at the Supreme Court steps, which will be going on by the time, well, probably by the time you hear this, or if you are up late at night, you're going to get this a couple of hours early. I hope to see some opening arguments listeners there, and I really do hope that that it makes a difference. And thanks for listening. I just wanted to share this out with all of our patrons, and hope you enjoyed this little behind-the-scenes sneak peek into what I'm going to say on the Supreme Court steps tomorrow. Thanks for listening, and we'll be at you very, very soon with some exciting yodely episodes. There's a lot going on this week. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.